Time now for our player profile. Kelly Schultz here with Christy King. And Christy, you were the last Beaver to score before the break. Luckily for you and your team, you got that one goal to at least get the teddy bears out on the ice. How fun was it to be part of a game where you get to do something good like that?
You know, it was a lot of fun, and we had known that it was a teddy bear toss, and we were down 3-0, and at that point we had to get a goal, and obviously we wanted those little kids to get their teddy bears, so it was nice to score, and it was fun to see all those teddy bears thrown on the ice for a good reason.
It would have been nice to have gotten a win. Tough team, Wisconsin. You knew going into that weekend, playing the number one team before the break, it wasn't going to be easy. What did your team take from that weekend going into the break, knowing you had a lot of work left in the second half?
It was good but bad that we lost. I mean, it was good because I think it showed us where we're at and that we need to work on a lot of things. And I think over break, a lot of us did. And coming back in, we know that we got to work hard and keep moving on. We have a lot of work to do in the second half here, and we got to get a lot of points in order to keep up with the top three or four teams. So we're going to do what we can.
You guys are headed to Pittsburgh. Road trip, non-conference team. Non-conference games typically don't mean much, but for you guys being ranked number 8 in the country, it sure does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, we got to go out there and prove ourselves. It doesn't matter if it's conference or non-conference. We got to keep winning, and I think we just need to get better every weekend, and we need to use this weekend to get better and get ready for Ohio State.
How hard is it to come off of a break? You got a couple of days off from practicing, from skating. You come back to BSU, and I heard you guys had a two-a-day, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We had a two-a-day yesterday, and with a lift in between. So, I mean, it was hard coming back because not all of us like got ice like both weeks of break. But we all came back and we pushed through and we pushed each other, and I think we all got better between the last few days, and we're ready to go.
Robert Morris comes into this weekend series with a record of 11-2-2. They're definitely not a pushover team. They've played a couple of CHA teams and a couple of WCHA teams. What do you guys expect to see out of the Colonials?
You know, I mean, I think they're going to be a really good team, and we just got to play our game, and we'll beat them. I know that they played well against St. Cloud and Mankato, and they're not a team to take lightly, and we're a team that pushes through and is really determined and relentless, so I think if we play our game, we'll be okay.
Before we started talking on our recording here, you were talking about your family, and it's got to be nice. I know when you played out at Maine, your parents didn't get to see you play a whole heck of a lot. Now they're getting a chance to do some traveling and such. Obviously, with us being in the cities one night before we head out east, it's kind of nice to be able to catch up with your folks, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, last year being 28 hours away, I never got to see them, and this year 4 hours seems like a breeze to them, so they come up all the time and come visit me at the hotel when they can, so I'm going to be able to see them and my little sister tonight, which will be awesome.
How was your Christmas break? What was probably your favorite thing about Christmas this year?
Well, I love Christmas Eve because we all go to my grandparents' house, and all my cousins and aunts and uncles are there, and I don't know, it's always the best time over Christmas break.
What was the best thing you got for Christmas?
I got really, really nice headphones, and I got a new camera, so.
Very cool. Media girl.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's my new major.
You're a mass comm major?
Yes, I am. I just switched.
Okay, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Sports broadcaster.
Oh, well, feel free to shadow me anytime.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Well, I know who's going to be doing my interviews next year after Z graduates.
I'm right on those. Don't worry. I just gotta get my questions ready like Z does.
What's going to be the one thing your team needs to do to get a couple of wins this weekend?
I think that we need to focus on scoring, and our power play worked on the power play a lot, and I think that's going to be the biggest difference between winning and losing. And as long as we score goals there and try and stay 5-on-5 and not get penalties, I think we'll be okay.
What's it been like coming to Bemidji State, and how has the transition been for you?
I absolutely love it. I can't even begin to tell you. Like, the girls on the team are awesome, and they help transition so well, and the coaches are so easy to talk to, and everyone's just so friendly. It's like, I don't know, I miss the Minnesota Nice when I was out east, and it's so true that it is Minnesota Nice, and everyone's awesome, so I absolutely love it.
Well, I know they love you too. Good luck this weekend, Christy. Thanks so much for your time, and look forward to having you on the microphone again.
Sounds great. Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.